Yeah.
Troublesome place.
Is this thing on?
You know.
Apparently this thing's on, but Brooke's vagina's not.
It was Brooke's
catch vagina. That natural banter. I was trying to catch all that natural... Oh, look, someone hasn't turned their phone on silent. How professional. We've only been doing this for how many years again? But that's all right.
It's it was me either, as well. I didn't either.
It was all of us. Look, it was all of us. We did it together. So that's good. We like doing stuff together. It's good for us. Hi, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and everyone, everywhere. We are UCR Live, courtesy of Uncensored Radio. Thank you for joining us today. It is my pleasure to introduce my lovely panel of Origi Ditches today. It's the original crew, pretty much. And of course, Luke's computer now chooses to go pixelated as I talk to him. Hey, Luke, how are you? Well,
is it all blocky right now? Of course it is.
It's a good look.
Look, before we even begin, I think we have a new number one fan. Dogsy's back again. Hey boy, thank you for joining us. We know it's a very odd hour in the UK, so thank you for joining us. Now, we were talking to Luke. How are you? Oh, now he's not a roadblock anymore. Go.
I broke my toe this morning.
What?
Walking out of my car and kicking my toe on my parked car's tire. Yeah, so I've got it buddy strapped now. There's nothing I can do, but it's so painful. So
Was it the big toe or is it?
No, the little toe. So like the little toe on my left. Yeah, on my left foot. So it was like caught the tire on the driver's side. And I was like, because I was wearing thongs. See, I was wearing, what do you call them over there again? Flip-flops. And I never wear them because they are beneath me. But it was just a school morning and I was doing the drop-off. So I was like, whatever, I'll just throw on a pair of thongs. This is why you don't downgrade yourself, because now I'm just like some complete mess of a human being again.
Now that's all you'll all you'll be able to wear for a couple of days until the swelling goes
you
down.
You think flip-flops are beneath you? That's what made you a mess. I think we need to go back to therapy, babe.
Well,
I say that with love, of course.
We'll catch up after the show.
I know you're so excited that something is finally beneath you.
Yes, finally, I've climbed a rung. A rung, but I've climbed one. I'm no longer in the gutter. I fell down again with a broken toe, but I'm coming up.
Wow.
So you better get this party started.
Why were you kicking the car?
I wasn't kicking the car. No, I was just walking. Like, my toe just caught, because when I drove into this driveway, my tire was turned a bit. So I was walking past the car, just assuming my tire was in line with the rest of the vehicle. It wasn't. It was sticking out, so I caught it. Ow.
It's that awkward moment, like, when you walk into, like, the living room or something in the middle of the day in a very big rush and you catch it on the edge of the coffee table. And
yeah, it was worse than that. Way worse. But exactly that.
Well, you're coming round the corner and you catch it on the doorway real quick. You're like, I don't have time for this. Oh, my God, I feel physically ill. Because when it pulls back that far, you go, ugh! Oh, well, I do anyway.
My cleaning lady always moves the coffee table to where she thinks it belongs. And then I come home and I go to take my shoes off and I kick the coffee table and it's like, motherfucker!
You curse her name, Katie Vera.
You're not sticking your foot in Katie's vagina.
What's that?
Okay, as you would.
Let's move on. So you don't have to acknowledge that one, Vera.
I don't know. So I'm not acknowledging anything.
Besides possible broken toes, how are you, V?
I'm okay. It's
You're
been
okay?
An up and down week. I don't know. The weather's been hot here. We're having summer's last gasp before we move on to winter.
Before the deep darkness of winter's discontent.
What's happened? I went to Albany last weekend to see my nephew.
Very nice.
He's good. What else did we do? I don't know. It's been a busy week, but I can't tell you anything I did.
I've been very busy, but I just don't know what I've been doing. It's very, very, very,
so very busy.
Well, there you go. Look, Vera's toes are intact, so that's all that we have to worry about at the moment. We've got one polydactyl person on the panel so far. It's all good. Jeff Arisha, Malone, Sinclair, Bouvier, Smith, Emmett, how are you?
I am just wonderful.
That was big.
Found out that Lupo from have been finding me on the show. So hi.
Who's that?
Menfolk, he said.
Oh, menfolk. I thought he said
merfolk. I thought he said merfolk for a second. I was like, no, we're not talking about the little mermaids.
Raising kids, making subs, and fucking hanging out with mermaids, because that's what we do.
A whole new world, isn't it, Jeffrey?
So we have a new pet in the house.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
What? Oh, did you get the old producer back?
Worse.
Too hairy.
Hairier.
Yeah.
Stop. What have you got?
What kind of pet have you got?
Four-legged, two-legged.
Fucking Rocky. We're just missing Bullwinkle.
You've got a moose?
No, we got a squirrel. Oh, wait. No,
you've got a squirrel. No, wait. Sorry, I got confused.
We got a fucking squirrel.
Oh.
In like the walls.
Domesticated
in the walls.
Oh,
no, okay.
No, the son of a bitch was feral. In the walls. Okay. So, what do I do?
Oh, that's so cute.
My nature. I start
you got powder of death.
I go downstairs and go get the crowbar. So
I don't know. Can you tell the story legally first?
Yes. I didn't get it. I just wanted to scare it a little bit and get it the fuck out of the wall, you know? So I took the crowbar and started smashing holes in the wall.
Jesus!
You know. Yeah, you know, just trying to get it's it my out. House. You know, trying to spook it out a little. It's my house. What the fuck?
Vera, we know he's fucking crazy. We're not shocked by it.
You know, I wanted to make sure. Son of a bitch. It don't care. So now I got all these patched holes in the wall. Son of a bitch is still in there. It chewed a hole through the soffit. I mean, it chewed its own hole. But the worst part is, do you guys remember in the kitchen? I don't know what was there. But, you know, when I bought the place years ago, moved in and rented it, there was something in the kitchen ceiling. And then there's like a circular metal thing. Like maybe it was a built-in smoke detector or something. And this metal plate's here. Well, the hole for the soffit is like right kind of over there. So it's coming in there and it's coming down underneath that bedroom floor and over the kitchen ceiling, going up into like that room's closet and then coming down along the wall in between the stairwell and the kitchen and like hanging out over there. It can't get into the basement. It can't get into the main house.
Squirrels eat electrical wiring. You got to get that fucker out of your house.
I just had the guys come today. They're like, if we bring the lift, it's going to be 3,000. If we come and do it with a ladder, it's 12,000 or 1,200. Like $1,200, huh?
I marched my fat ass
over next door to Stephens and dragged his big ass ladder over here and put my fat ass up on that ladder today. Guess what? I'm going to patch that motherfucking hole myself for $1,200. Thank you very much.
Now, for those of us that haven't been, that weren't around on the show this time last year, Jeffrey had another problem with some vermin. Let's just briefly relive that situation, shall we?
What's it us? What's it us?
We're gonna kill some bees.
This could end up very my girl. / Blair Witch.
I look like Bullwinkle. Look at that. Jesus Louise.
So we go to
where's the gardener?
That's a lot of bees.
Look at that.
So we go to document this.
Somebody needs to paint that. Steven, get your ass over here.
I hope you don't have footage of me screaming.
For Josh's mom. Don't make those noises. There's falling leaves here, which is also very upsetting.
There's no falling leaves.
I'm going to step away and watch Jeffrey throw this powder into the air and kill himself with it. Powder that you're not supposed to get on your hands, skin, or breathe in.
Powder of
it's
life!
It's not killing the bees this year. What happens?
That was pretty easy.
That can't be that easy, girl.
Yeah, what?
Alright, stay tuned for Bees Round 2.
there are bees round two.
Those son of a bitches were all in the basement. That was traumatic.
That was scary.
I got trapped down there, so I did feel like my girl down there. It was terrifying. And I was laying on the floor. I was like, no one's going to help me because no one can hear upstairs if you're calling it from the basement.
So first of all, Ace wants to know why you don't speak Critter.
Oh, no. After all your time. No.
After all your time in there.
The cat lady speaks Critter. And she speaks Critter when the skunk chased us. And I locked her ass out of the apartment and I ran inside and left her out there. She's like, don't worry, I speak Critter. You fuck you, bitch. You
can and then we have professional, long. We have some professional advice from Dogsy. Use ammonia. It will think it's a predator making its territory and piss off right quick. Just tonight, mix it with bleach, whatever you do.
Yes, do not mix
do
it with bleach.
Just tonight.
Just tonight to it, Jeff.
It says just Tontine.
Oh, Tontine.
Autocorrect. Dogsy's trying to kill you. Oh, wait.
Don't mix it with bleach.
LOL. Dogsy's trying to kill Jeffrey.
Oh, no. Candy was up there. I'm like, you know, I'm going to go get the metal spikes, you know what I mean, and just stick them all on the house right where all the holes are. Like, come on. I'm going to leave your body there so your friends know what I'm capable of, you little son
of a bitch. Your house is going to look like a goth kid circa 2000.
Halloween, it'll be fun.
I'm still bitter from years ago when I was up around the corner and those cocksuckers would get in the attic and they would get the good Christmas wrapping paper. Not the cheap shit. But the expensive one.
All the shiny stuff.
Tear it up and those fuckers would make those cocksuckers.
You need the stuff that's almost got like gold engravings and stuff in the paper.
I told you I needed to get an electrician to have some new wiring done. So, I mean, you know.
Did you call my guy?
Not yet. No, I'm behind on life.
If any of these prospective gentlemen that are watching the show, because Jeffrey's bringing in an audience, if any of you are electricians, then we could give you a good discount. I could organize that for you.
A discount?
What, on a salami sub?
A discount for what?
On his salami sub, maybe.
Oh, my guy. Very good.
Call Jeffrey.
How about we can promote you on here because seafood. Someone might watch.
A whole seafood for $7.99. That's your thing. Like, I think it's disgusting. But
1-800 Glock.
Is it seafood extender, like the fake seafood?
It's fake seafood. It's a sub shop. The hell do you think? We got real crab meat in there? Yes.
I was asking. That's all. I don't know.
That's like I
thought you'd get on here and say, yes, it's real crab meat, so everyone would come by.
I'm not going to lie. I do the videos promoting it on my Facebook page, and I'm like, that's your thing. Have at it, but knock yourself out.
I did my due diligence in Vegas and went to a buffet, and you know, looked at the seafood and went, we're in the middle of the desert.
Yeah, not a good plan.
No. Where is that coming from? I walked past it and went, no way, on God's green earth. I know what color prawns are supposed to be, and it's not that color. There was a lot of it, so some people might not have been well afterwards, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do. And, you know,
they might have got skinny for their holiday, you know.
Are they in the house, Jeffrey?
They ate the electrical system out of my sister's car.
They're so cute, though. Why do they do all these horrible things?
Dinner, you're gonna see dead squirrels hanging from the roof. I'm telling you.
Okay, Ed Hirsch.
When we come in.
Yeah, look, Vera's still waiting for that dinner invitation, Jeffrey.
So next week. Well, I might not be on next week because, wait, is it next week?
What?
Wait, I don't know when it is. Whenever the 12th is, my aunt's supposed to get here from Missouri. Because, you know, nobody's in a hurry.
Well, it's Thursday.
So, yeah, I know.
No night.
I know. So I don't know. I don't know if she's coming here. I don't know what's happening. I don't know the plan. I don't even know if she's actually getting here on the 12th.
Hot load of hot topics.
Well, there's that.
Sorry, I bumped it.
Cunt.
That's all right. We probably didn't need to discuss her plans anyway. Let's go.
I turned into Luke. All right, what's happening?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Get off this shit.
Jeffrey, that was incredibly rude. Oh, Dogsy, here we go.
Incredibly.
We've got a wild donkey problem down here at the moment. Much better than squirrels. Can't get in the walls. That's a bitch if your wild donkey can get in the wall.
It's a bitch if they try.
I know, right? It's definitely, you know. We encourage freedom of speech here, and it's kind of going to be a little bit of the theme of today. We've got a couple of issues to discuss, but someone's voice has been well and truly cut out.
Yeah.
So who is he? Explain for the listeners.
Vera, would you like to explain for the Australian listeners who may not know who Kevin McCarthy is?
Piece of human shit. Oh, should I say that? The former Speaker of the House for the Majority Party, which is currently the Donald Trump Republican Party. He made the deal with the devil when he got the speakership 9 months ago, and he gave the far right wing of the Republican Party, the Trumpites, power to remove him. And after Saturday night, McCarthy actually did his fucking job for the first time in 9 months and worked in a bipartisanship way to avert a government shutdown, which was imminent, and I bitched about it last week. He actually did his job, and the MAGA Republicans took him out for it. And, you know, he was counting on the Democrats to stand up for him because he did this bipartisan thing Saturday night. But Sunday morning, he trucked his spineless ass onto all the Sunday morning political chat shows and said, it's all the Democrats' fault. And so they all said, fuck yeah, hang alone.
But isn't that like just the indication of what these people are? They will eat their young to save themselves. It's just like there is no actual genuine concern for your constituents and the people that you represent. It's just how long can I keep this good ride going?
Well, it's not about the good ride. It's really about dear leader. For them it is.
It's that payback, right?
You know, dear leader, they are in with him. Sign and sinker. They have signed their names in blood with Satan.
But I know that politicians here are very, 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 very well paid. And their job, their sole job is to supposedly hello. Oh, wow. Wow. Supposedly. to represent people and, you know, their plight in the government. How does a government shutdown aid the American people at
it
all?
It doesn't. And that's what I said last Thursday, remember?
A government
shutdown is detrimental to American lives. And now they can't get their shit together to get another speaker in 45 days. We'll have the shutdown.
Can we bring back Nancy?
I love Nancy.
Bring back Nancy. She's no bitch. I love her.
She's at a funeral. Diane Feinstein, our senior senator.
True, Diane Feinstein passed away.
Nancy's at a funeral.
Yep.
Speaker McCarthy evicted her from the Speaker Emeritus office today while she's at the funeral.
Oh, dog. What a dog. Can't do it to her face. Can't do it to her face. Got to do it behind.
Yeah.
I hate that behind the back action. You're like, just do it to my face, you whore. You boo, you whore. speaking of boo, you whore, did we all see Trumpy's face when he went to testify? He was not happy. Girl was not happy.
I didn't see it.
But remarkably in control. Like, I thought he'd be like, this is bullshit, blah, blah, blah. Like,
he was probably pissing his pants.
Three different press conferences before the judge gagged him.
Like, in a press conference, yes, he'll go off. But in a court of law?
He can't say anything.
That's exactly. Isn't it fun to watch? Time. Isn't it fun to watch? I'm like...
look at his cheeks, so look for his, like, facial muscles contorting.
Yeah, twitching.
And, like... look like he's having a facial seizure.
Yeah. He might have a fun.
You can make it a drinking game.
He might have a fun. He might have a fun little embolism. It'll be fun.
Stop it. It's horrible talk.
A drinking game where we.
Oh, because Anne Heche is fucking just hanging right out, right?
Execution or political imprisonment.
She's gone.
He isn't gone yet.
No, they're talking about Ian Hayes. As per usual.
Yeah, no, we're divided on the show.
Keeping her name in the zeitgeist, obviously.
Like, never yes. know. With all the AI possibilities, she could be back in 40. What was that movie she was in with Harrison Ford? That could be a sequel.
40 Days and 40 Nights. Oh, what a weird movie, even at that time. Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool, though.
Let's put an old man and a lesbian on a plane.
Hunger Games after he died.
And you can guess which one's the old man and which one's the lesbian.
not really. Yeah, I know, right? They were an oddly similar looking couple. Like,
oh, they were great. I actually enjoyed their performance together. So they had good chemistry.
Do you know who I can't believe is still together? Harrison Ford and Calista Flockhart.
They are living their best life. They've been together for like Happily Ever After.
Yeah, she real skinny.
You leave Ally McBeal alone. She's not.
When hasn't Ally McBeal been skinny, Steve?
This is Dogsy on Trump. The thing about the thing with him is he never makes good arguments. The only way he gets people on side is by trying to trick the other person with strange phrasing and insults them, making them look weak. He's never really made a good argument. Correct.
No,
I don't know. He did when he shut down Hillary. When she was saying about he was a misogynist and done all these things, and he said, yeah, I said it, your husband did it. And then it was just like zoomed in on Bill Clinton's face. I was like, yes, yes. circus, complete circus.
Dumb man's version of a smart man, a poor man's version of a rich man. You know, he's not anything he pretends to
he's
be.
He's also very good at repeating his bullshit over and over and over and over and over
until
again.
People assume it's fact. That's the thing.
But does not matter how many times you repeat a lie, it does not become the truth.
No, but that's his con, right? Like that's
that's his con. He's making that's how bullshit. He makes people believe things. This is why This is why he's a grifter. He's like the old school flim flam man that comes into town and sells his snake oil and like goes on to the next, rips you off and goes on to the next town.
There was
a
clip from, I think it was last week, from Joy Behar. You know, she brought up, which I can't believe they do it. You know, they brought up Rossi O'Connell on The View.
She talked about laughing about him.
And she talked about how, you know, she said she had never seen such a vicious attack as what he did to Rosie O'Donnell. And it wasn't because of the hair, but it was because she said he was broke.
Yeah.
That once she said that he was broke, he couldn't handle it because, was it. That's all, you know, and that he just fucking full bore went after her and never stopped. And it's true.
That's true. Well, look, he doesn't like anything that attacks his image is the biggest thing. Well, look at Kathy Griffin.
But you know, is he bad though for retaliating? Like if you throw sticks and mud and stuff at someone, they could throw it back. Like he's doing it in a really aggressive way.
If it was untrue, he would have sued her.
Right, exactly. These are truths. He can't handle that the truth is being told, especially in his presence. I think the biggest thing is his image.
Forbes declassified him and dropped him from the list of 400 richest men in America. You think he's seething tonight?
She said all facts. He has filed bankruptcy multiple times. It's his multiple corporations, but it's still him, right? Him. Because if I own corporations and I'm filing bankruptcy through those corporations, right? It's still fucking me, right?
Yeah.
I'm the one that fucking failed because I'm the one running those corporations.
No. So, go ahead, finish. I'm sorry.
No,
I won't get any card from you.
He is still the one fucking all the contractors and everybody, not paying them. He's the one that didn't have any money. He's the one that, you know, the fucking school shut down, the casinos failed, all the apartment complexes, he has a history of failing nonstop. But I don't understand how all these people just buy bullshit that it's not real. Like it's easily
particularly heinous. Movable. Is that the corporations went bankrupt. He pocketed all that fucking money. He put it into his pocket and said, look, the corporation doesn't have any money. It was a grift. It wasn't a business failure. It was theft. It was outright theft.
Oh, well, maybe.
Dogsy again. When he was in office and helping the military, he came and toured our facility. And I watched it from the office. He wouldn't stop touching things, like tapping the sensor on a missile and almost setting it off. Such a wank shaft.
He is such a wank shaft. Oh my god!
Oh, I love
what a delightfully British term.
I love regional shaft. Regional insults are so heartwarming, right?
Right.
You know. I mean, here's a look. We joke about it, but he's a dangerous man. He is a dangerous man. But there's dangerous women in town too.
Oh, I know.
Cha-ching!
I really want them to release Britney Spears as Mortal Kombat 1 downloadable content. It's already a movement for it out there. They're like, her fatalities would be amazing. She could do twirl attacks. I'm like, I'm here for it. I'd pay some money.
This is some next level. This is some next level shit. So this is Britney last week now. This happened after the show, of course. Now, she says she was imitating Shakira because Shakira did, on the VMAs, with her greatest hit sing, she did a knife dance, a dagger dance, as part of her, you know, cultural representation. Britney decided to do
PR bullshit.
Yep. Britney decided to do it with what she alleges are fake kitchen knives. Now she smashes those things together, and they're not fake. They are the Ginsu, like, buy one get a set free, but wait, there's more. Like, that's what they look like.
Order now and you can get it.
Order now.
Payments of $39.99.
Because you know what, the Spears shit show is, and this is, mark my words, this is the beginning. Because why is there two of you?
Take him out. I was just wanting to upload the photo of Britney. All right.
There's this shit show because guess what's coming out this month?
What?
The book.
The book is coming out this month. Jamie Lynn Spears has got kicked off Dancing with the Stars second week in. She was so not impressed about life. She's so not impressed. She thought she smashed it too. She's like, they're like five, and she's like, six. When are you gonna?
All right, I've popped it there.
There's all this Spears Camp related articles now as well. This is Luke's Mortal Kombat Britney moment. I would totally buy it,
okay? And there's a lot of discussion. It's just not video. People have made like a video of her like in a movie, like fighting people off with a knife and everything. Oh,
it's all over TikTok. It's all over TikTok. Yeah. There's a Michael Myers with her as well going. Okay.
I would say that if you go into battle dressed like that, you're gonna get fucking hurt.
Yeah, but that's how they fight in Mortal Kombat. Women do not need any attire at all.
well. Yes, Ace is right. If I was to do that, I would put my ass in a straitjacket and lock me up, which is Britney's. Britney had welfare called on her yet again because people saw the knife dance and went, girl crazy.
Arms and, for self and others.
Well, there's no one else in the house, so she's only harming herself then, you know, whatever. The police left. They were only there for 40 minutes, and she's like, yo.
They didn't see her. They talked to the security and the manager, and they said she was fine, so they left.
Oh, okay. I didn't know they didn't talk to her.
A security and a manager at home. Cool.
They
so she wasn't alone.
They spoke to her.
Well, she's never let's be real. She's never alone. The illusion of freedom is an illusion.
Did you see the photo of her, like the new manager, like kissing up on her? The new, like, Sam Luffy, like 2.0?
The new, yeah, the new. Sammy? Oh, I thought this was Cade. No, this, okay. Methinks, no, yeah.
I don't know what his name is. He's just the new, you know,
pretty,
the asshole.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's her friend who is her manager, Cade.
I don't care. Listen, this bitch can fucking wing all the knives she wants. As long as she fucking releases a full version of that Hit Me Baby One More Time that she did on TikTok, where she was like...
With the low vocals. She's like,
that she did where she was like, she dropped the F-bomb.
Yeah.
Give me a full version of that, bitch. You could throw all the fucking knives you want, okay? I don't give a fuck what you do. Give me a full version of that.
Yeah, no, the Spears camp are in full force. There's been articles about how Lynn Spears is so down and out that she has to go back to work and go to teaching. Oh, you have to get a job after 20 something years of, you know,
living off
riding off your daughter's coattails. That's sad for you. Now, Jamie Spears has gone to rehab and is back out of rehab and is living with Jamie Lynn. Oh, very sad. You're a 71-year-old adult.
Yeah. Is it rehab or a nursing home that you need?
Lucky you're not living on the street.
Apparently he's not coping.
He went for alcoholism.
Did he take a salary for all those years he was robbing Britney?
Where did all that money go?
Yeah. I'm sure there's some lovely little offshores in the Spears, you know, family. Well, not their names, obviously, because that they can.
So you're saying that, but you're saying that they're not MC Hammer broke.
No. Every time you see these people, they are out doing something. If you don't have money, you're not out going to Starbucks buying like huge fucking things. You're not shopping. Like this, he is allegedly a relapsed alcoholic, but he is also the person that is looking after Jamie Lynn's kids while she's in LA pretending that she's a TV star again.
And let's not pretend that the rehab there is cheap.
Choices!
If he worked for all those years as her business manager and he drew a salary, he should be entitled to Social Security at 71 years old.
And a percentage.
And he got a percentage. If he paid taxes on all that money that he made, that would also be part of his Social Security earnings.
But and who, he would have maxed out on Social Security as well.
And but who? But my question is,
busted broke.
Exactly. Who is paying for the newly built ranch that Jamie Lynn and her family are living on?
Zoe 102.
I think we are all within the knowledge about how much money reality TV show stars make, and star might be stretching it for Jamie Lynn. Like she was a child star.
She's done, what, 3 seasons of that show on Netflix? I mean, she has been doing things.
Yeah.
She's been working.
Then leave her alone.
I don't know that she's making... You know,
millions of dollars to build.
Well, she's done a Netflix show. We know that Netflix usually pays okay, right? So she's not getting paid.
Have you not been paying attention to SAG after strike?
No, but like compared to a lot of other projects, Netflix doesn't pay people as badly. Like it's not
more than you and I, but she's not making bank.
I would be curious to see what the numbers were actually on her book, because I'm sure she made
her book,
a nice nut off that book, because people bought it and read it just for
the Britney.
Yeah.
Oh, look, again, Dogsy comes through. Where's the comment? Work with me here. See, Britney just needs to go stay with Dolly Parton for a few months, sort of ride out. I agree.
Yeah,
send it to Dolly.
Maybe she could go hang out with Lance Bass or something.
No, well, Lance Bass is part of the problem, apparently.
What did he do?
Well, that whole stage photo with her, with his kids. They're best friends. Like, we're really close friends. They hadn't spoken to each other in like 13 years or something. They hadn't seen each other in 13 years. For that photo.
What photo?
There was a photo recently when Lance was talking about, this is like last year, maybe earlier this year, late last year, about how Britney and I used to be really close and she's never allowed to see anyone and da-da-da-da-da. Then magically, Lance is granted a visitation with Britney, and there's a photo with Lance, his husband, her, and his kids.
See, but it's just all so exploitative. Like, why is he... posting all photos well, and stuff too. Now. Like let's just get some attention ourselves through her. Like, yeah. It just must be shit for her not to even be able to have genuine people around because she's a cash cow.
But the sad thing is, she doesn't know any better at this point.
No, after she's 12 off into oblivion.
She doesn't know any better.
She don't know any better.
Are you looking like, up because you have a thought or you heard the squirrel?
No, he's no, pondering.
I'm just thinking, like, just somebody that was in a boy band that's about to go on a reunion tour.
They're not going anywhere anytime soon, baby doll.
Do they need... are you not watching the news? Does he need to post shit? I mean, he's doing things. Like, he's got a big podcast. Like, his social media blows up. Like, he has a big following. Why does he need to post a picture of Britney to stay relevant?
But it's not that he needs to. It's that whoever is in control of Team Spears at the moment sees it as good publicity that these kids are seen with Lance Bass to give the illusion that everything's super cool and she's fine. Everything's fine. We're all fine. Look, she sees this person. It's all PR. It's all PR. It's all fake. Like,
well,
if you haven't seen someone in 13 years, like, hi, and they're just like next, like literally, like the next week, like, hey, girl, like,
let's a friend that I leave Britney alone and move on.
Britney's always in drama, but look, Christina's winning. Have we seen Christina Aguilera lately?
No,
but
she's baby, she's living that Ozempic life. She's coming back and she's being smart about it because this week it was revealed Burlesque is being made into a musical.
Yay.
I mean,
I think it will translate perfectly because it feels like watching a stage musical when you watch a film, really. Like, it's very...
Christina Aguilera is the producer. They're taking it to the West End. Steve Anton, Robert Anton of Pussycat Doll creator Robert Anton's brother, is involved in the project, as is Todrick Hall and Diane Warren. So it's going to go full out. I think this will go quite well. I mean, there's questionable movie to musical adaptions. And then, as Luke said, this has the music from the get-go.
Yeah, I mean, and the good luck. And it's very much written like a play. The film is very much a play.
And imagine all the old pop stars that they're going to be able to shell out and give some work to play the Cher role.
Like Paula Abdul, here you come, bubs.
don't be knocking Paula. Paula's out there on TikTok dancing her hole out every she's 5 seconds.
Her heart out, but she's does she really have the vocal chops to do Cher.
No.
I've been blind for
the vocoder comes in. It'll be cute.
Yeah, no.
Jeffrey and I go see Paula Abdul. Would you see Paula Abdul, Jeff?
In a fucking New York second.
I know. I'm just
for the lip sync.
It's just the way that you love me.
I'm sure the dancing would be great.
Oh, dancing is still on fire.
Scoured the fucking internet trying to find that bitch singing live anywhere.
No, never.
I don't
think you gotta find never. It.
As Whitney Houston said, "Girl is off key on the record."
Record. You been a little. You been a
little.
I ain't mad at it. I can't hit the key no how no way. So,
but you know, it is interesting that like we're talking about like live vocals. There's been a lot of Britney live vocals popping up on TikTok lately as well, like from the shows. Because what happens at Britney shows, for those that haven't been there, is yes, her microphone is actually on and she is singing because you can hear it.
To her own backing vocals. All pop stars do that though.
But they play the track over her singing live.
Oh.
So a lot of the time there's a dual vocal, and if you are used to hearing that, you can hear it when it's like, yeah, oh, bitch is actually singing live here, but they've just got her turned down so fucking low that you can't, like, you've got to really struggle. Everyone does it these days. Like, it's as much as everyone wants to think Beyonce's his vocal powerhouse, even Beyonce does it. You record a performance track so you can breathe. You can have, especially with the amount that now Beyonce's dancing, people like Jennifer Lopez, like they dance. They capital D dance. You can't, like, I know, well, you can because they all used to do it back in the day. I've seen a lot of NSYNC stuff as well
lately.
It's
not clean, though.
Mean like our homegirl that's always like,
who's that?
Know that bitch ain't whistling nothing.
Mariah, God love her. Oh. Never, listen to my whistle note. Mariah, 78 packs later, she's like, oh my God, listen to it. Oh, it's almost time, though. You can smell her in the air, can't you?
It's almost here.
It's almost time. But do you know who got in there first? Do you know who got in there first this year?
Who got in there first?
New single. Christmas single coming out October 14th.
Cher?
Cher's got a Christmas.
It's me, bitch! Oh!
Oh, Britney should have done one too. Crazy Christmas. It would be cute.
It's me, bitch.
Oh,
you're a bitch.
Cher's got a album.
Yeah, Cher's song's called DJ, play a Christmas song. Snap out of it.
Is it really?
I can't wait. It's, yeah, DJ, play
DJ a Christmas, play a Christmas song.
Comes out next week, mid-October.
And you know Christmas there'll be a Snap song. Out of It remix.
I hope there is. I'm all about this Cher Christmas album. I want to see. I need it in my aura. Like, I wish that the music store was still open. So I could make Cher like baubles and a Cher angel to go on a tree and like it'd be our whole
Cher crow.
Thing. Yeah. Cher crow. Get away from the corn, you bitch. Oh
gosh.
We love it.
If you come to New York for Christmas, I'll let you put up a Cher tree.
Jeffrey, that's a challenge. We have
wait a minute.
I think you all need to have Cher trees now.
The kids are very much into decorating this year, and so I've got to go back to old school ways. So six trees have to go up.
Six trees.
So we can have a Cher tree. Can we do a Cher tree?
The most I've ever put up is three.
Oh,
can we have a Britney tree with old knives hanging off it?
But I have no kids.
Whoa.
Whoa, darn.
Dogsy says, if I have to listen to that All I Want for Christmas one more time, I'm going to claw my eyes out back in the UK driving home after just working with Steve.
All I Want. Oh, you know what? Just listen to the one with Justin Bieber on it. You'll feel better.
Yeah, the remix
you
version.
Know what Christmas song I really ended up Ariana Grande. She's got one that I really liked last year. That it came out a few years before, and then there's the one Santa with her
tell
and
me
Kelly Clarkson.
If you
will. See, I like RuPaul's Christmas album because it's deliberately bad, and I love it. Like it's just
no Kelly Clarkson's Christmas. Both Kelly Clarkson's Christmas albums, top shelf.
Yeah.
Top shelf.
I'm like, oh, she's
Christmas. Kelly should dominate.
She's got her hand on that crown.
I know November she wants 1st, it. She wants I'll it so bad.
Christmas. Do you think Kelly's going to take Mariah out? No, as Christmas queen.
She'll never be able to, just for sheer time difference.
Mariah's too. Mariah's now a cultural icon.
Mariah's got one. Kelly's starting to bank multiples.
Yeah, but still Mariah's.
They're never going to reach All I Want for Christmas is You.
Kelly's got great chops.
Kelly's also, I think Kelly's also been on the, she looking
good. Ozempic as well.
Kelly looking good at iHeartMusic.
I need a Zempic. Probably
Kelly's looking good.
I know.
Kelly's back to wearing blazers and high boots, and that's a dress. That was her costume in iHeartRadio. I'm like, work, queen. You better work. Who are we waving to?
Hi, guys. To him. Oh, Dave says Metallica Christmas album. I'm down for it. You know, enter Santa.
Enter Sandman. Red tonight! Red tonight! Oh, where do we go?
Yeah, like God. The
I don't know.
Do
we do a
Wheatest?
Do we do a
Yes, I have. I have seen the Wheatest Christmas album. That's weird. Weird.
It's weird, yes. But good on you, Wheatus. Thanks for being you, man.
I feel like this story got buried a little bit. Like, they finally arrested the guy who shot Tupac. You know, like
you know what kills me about this story?
Wow.
He was a suspect from the beginning.
Yeah, and he's not being shy about going, yeah, I shot him. It's like, okay, like, I guess there's faith that, you know, eventually.
25, how many fucking years has it been?
At least longer, right? The 90s. Years,
right, at least.
90s, yeah. Right? Yeah, so 30 years. Yeah. Yeah, as Dave what says, 5 years long? After he started... 5 years after he started bragging about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't think this was a secret.
Yeah, well, but it's legally, like, it's proof that, you know, what you put out into the world, you need to be responsible for, as we always say, because those words will come back to haunt you now that they're yep. out here.
That review of Jeepers Creepers 2 ain't going away for me. It's out there. Be careful what you put out into the world, kids. I'm going to show all that right. to my children. Be like, well, this is
I'm
what
here.
You don't do.
He confessed and wrote a book, like OJ, because OJ was not exonerated. He was found not guilty. You know,
did OJ admit he killed them?
And did you not ever see the cover of OJ's book? If I did it, and
if I did it, yeah.
If is in the background in like the same color as the book cover, so it just says I did it. OJ Simpson.
Of course he did.
But it's great that all the profits got, you know, siphoned off, and he's like, he is the slime between my toes. I can't stand OJ Simpson.
I liked him in the Naked Gun movies. He was entertaining.
Right.
But so is Priscilla Presley.
He did play like the Bells.
How do you feel about Pamela? Pamela Anderson has taken a different turn for the highly sexed up images of the 90s. Pamela is now makeup free.
They could have fixed her hairline, but she has a very beautiful face and a very well looked after face. So
she is,
you know,
she is not hiring hair and makeup people anymore. She is doing everything herself. She is dressing the way she wants to dress. She is representing what she said in the interview is she is dressing the way she feels now, and she doesn't, when she goes out in public, she doesn't feel eyes on her anymore the way that she used to because of, you know, the image of Pamela Anderson, which it's ingrained. Anyone that lived through the 90s knows, you know,
babes dancing,
blonde
red
hair, black eyeliner, black eyeliner, smoky eye, lips. Mole, you know what I mean? And the reason that she actually stopped doing it is because her makeup artist that helped create that look passed away. And she said that she's like, I don't know that this look represents me anymore. And especially after her book, and she kind of stepped forward and said what she really went through and all that kind of stuff, she's kind of claiming...
Well, when we had Jeremy on the show, he did say, look, everyone's got some damage from Baywatch 2, right? Like,
yeah, it did. Well, that's the sad thing.
It is.
Circling back to Britney Spears.
I am completely for a makeup-free face. I support this. In my lifetime...
Well, realistically, most people don't wear makeup all the time, right?
Right.
Like, not everyone wears it all the time. It's not, I'm not talking about me, normal people. But, you know, like, even, you know, most women, like, you've got it off most of the time, even if you wore it to work. It's on at work normally, right? Then it's off. Like,
it just,
but you're not in a job, Vera, where no one's coming to us for our, you know, our presentation. They're coming to us for our actions, what we can do for them. But, you know, but if you were working in like advertising or something where the first thing that you're selling is your face and yourself when you're coming to market something, then you would, it's a different world.
Read by the comments. Normal people.
Look.
It's a big thing, and I think it's a big thing for anyone that, as I said, grew up / was influenced by the 90s and, you know, is in that process of aging and, you know, discovering how to represent yourself as still you, but an older version of you that's a little bit more authentic. I think what would mean more is if a Kardashian did did it, or someone that's in the zeitgeist.
No, because beauty. Pam started out as it was all about her looks, but I think Pam's proven over time there's a lot more to her than just how she
looks.
Whereas the Kardashians are still in that early stages of everything's about my fat ass and my makeup.
But that's what I'm saying. Part of this, though, that's what I'm saying. Strip that away and show us what you really look like.
Oh, eventually.
The Kardashians still have most of their own collagen. You know,
really,
except for Caitlyn.
Have you seen their faces lately?
I haven't seen any of them without makeup ever.
Have you seen their faces lately?
Well, I think they've seen
their original faces lately. Just quietly.
Which one's the model? The model looks
one
like
of the Jenna Sprung,
like in centimeters.
Oof, that's all right. They live that like way. Got
big, huge, sucked out of pool drain lips these days.
Beautiful.
Hey,
don't we have another section that's meant to be like on right now, Stephen?
No, because I know how to time the show. Thank you. It's all good.
No, I'm sorry. I do apologize. No,
10 minutes
my camera. Yeah, my show's telling me I'm 10 minutes ahead. It's saying it's 58 minutes to show. It's actually 50.
It's all good. And we can all go over time. It's fine. We're our own bosses. We do what we want up in here. We do what we want. Another woman who is famous for doing what she wants and fuck everything is the incomparable Stevie Nicks. Now, Stevie's had a great week because Barbie have officially released the Stevie Nicks Barbie. Rumors era Stevie, as you can see in the picture, recreated.
She can twirl.
She can twirl. She's got a tambourine. She's living.
Up, so you can see the bat wings on her.
You can do the bat wings. That Barbie sold out in 24 hours.
Of course it did.
Just proves, you know.
They're limited edition. They only make them after they fill all the orders.
But that's great for like everyone. There's a big like vibe recently, especially with, you know, like Jen's, what are we, Z? Culture that old music, old TV shows, old movies aren't relevant. If something wasn't made in the last 20 years, there's no value to it. Stevie Nicks has been plugging away. She probably shouldn't be alive, let's be honest. She should have spun off into oblivion with the Gold Dust Woman. She should be gone. She should be out of here, and she's still here. But she did give a bit of an update on the future of Fleetwood Mac this week, saying that to her, the death of Christine McVeigh has signaled the end of Fleetwood Mac, which is really a big thing for music. Like, my mum is a huge Fleetwood Mac fan. I'm so glad that we actually got the chance to go and see them when Christine returned to the band, and it was everyone except for Lindsay. Lindsay was given his walking papers at the time, but it was, you know, the majority of the real band, and that's going to be a memory I have for the rest of my life. It was an amazing night. And now it's kind of done for them, which is, it's the end of an era, which is sad.
Well, Stevie does solo tours. She's always
Stevie's tours. Always she touring.
Just, where was she? Because I had a bunch of friends that just went and saw her.
Yeah, she's touring now. Her. I feel like she's in New York somewhere.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Brian and Joe just went and saw her like last night or the night before or something.
She's amazing.
Oh, yeah,
they went to
where did they go? They went to Buffalo.
Yeah, somewhere.
They should spin. Maybe Brittany should go hang with Stevie. Not Dolly. They can spin to their heart's content with each other. I reckon they'd spin opposite ways and turn the direction of the earth, though. Like Superman when he flies backwards against the earth.
Stevie really is kind of the ultimate bitch, right?
Anymore. Yeah, Stevie's the queen.
I think Dolly's a stationary singer these days.
Yep. Jeffrey, I agree with you. Who breaks up with someone and then makes your ex-husband sing a song about you every night on stage and look at you?
Her and Gwen Stefani, right? And then Gwen, dude, he fucking bounced out because he couldn't hack it. You know?
Yeah. That's a boss move when you're like, you know what? I'm the boss. And I'm going to make you listen to this song about you every fucking night.
About what an asshole she was.
Yeah.
She sang them every night to sold out crowds.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I love it. I love that karma. It's just like, yeah, but he's a dog.
He is a dog. I mean, I'm not.
Lindsay Buckingham is a dog, and he got, like, I loved it.
And she's even more badass, though.
Bless, like, this. I think it was, like, it had to be 5 years ago. 5 years or something ago now, that he thought that he could go into, like, Live Nation, etc., and go, it's her or me.
That was a bad move.
It's like, really?
It was a bad move.
It's kind of like that whole Black Eyed Peas Fergie thing. It's like, you all need each other. Stevie's fine. You know, Stevie's not Fergie. Stevie's just spinning gold dust womaning everywhere. She can be fine for the rest of her life, but Lindsay kind of needs her. Because where is he now? He released an album. Apparently it was all right. I didn't listen to it.
He's in dog peas territory. I think he's living in the UK.
Yeah, who knows where he is.
Dogsy, that's your job. You got to give us an update on Lindsay, how he's doing, what he's doing. Yep, and secure an interview as well, mate, while you're at it. Thanks.
All right, V, how you feeling? You ready? You warm? You good to go? She's stretched. It is that time now.
She's stretched? What?
Yeah, you gotta stretch. You gotta stretch before you bed.
Yes, put me on your son's fire truck.
She might blow a gasket on the segment we love to call Beer Event. Okay, V, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
All righty, here I am. Okay, I blew a little of my thunder earlier, venting about our dear departed Kevin McCarthy and what a fuckwit he is. The problems that arise with the lack of the speakership is that there are still bigger problems that Congress needs to address. And yes, he utterly failed in all of his prescribed goals of ending abortion nationwide and ending protections for trans people, not just trans children, you know, all of that MAGA conservative shit that he failed to deliver because he was too caught up saving his job to actually do his fucking job. But there are people behind him that may want to continue that conservative platform. And now is the time, kids. We may be sitting on our rumps thinking, whew, you know, we've saved ourselves from conservatism, but we haven't yet. The country is still badly gerrymandered. It is still badly torn up. And in spite of the fact that the Democrats have delivered in.
Vera? She's overvented.
Vera?
She's overvented herself.
I wasn't sure if I just lagged out because no one was doing anything. It's not you. No. It's not.
It's not you, Sam. Thank you very much for this. Thanks for the stars. Is a star.
Thanks. Oh, she's back.
Did you hear it?
No, he was gone.
Halfway through. You might have to record it. We'll post it. We'll post it.
Anything?
No, it was. You just kind of froze. No, you froze.
My main point.
Yep.
Yeah.
We still got a lot of work to do. Gen Z, you are up to bat. Kids, you've got to get registered to vote. You got to get your asses out of there, and you got to make sure that these old white men don't fuck up your future.
No more complaining, kids. It's time to change the world, like you said you wanted to. Stop blaming your parents.
It's your world now.
Put your big kid pants on. It is time to fight. Time to fight. Down with the old white man. Well, funny you should mention the old white man because sometimes you can have a very complex relationship with the old white man. Now, we're all for love is love and all that kind of stuff. But I think this one takes the cake. Are you ready for this?
Oh, what are we going to look at? Because remember, we've had people marry their dolls and simulate labor. Can it top that?
We're not looking at, we're listening.
It's Luke's butt.
Woman opens up about dating her biological father after 12 years of estrangement. God. Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
Are they Australian?
I don't think so. A woman has opened up about being in a relationship with her biological father after the pair was separated for 12 years. As per The Cut, during the, which is obviously an online subscription thing, during the late 1980s, the individuals who established a support group aimed at helping adopted children reunite with their biological relatives introduced the term genetic sexual attraction to characterize the profound romantic and sexual emotions that often emerge during these meetings. What? According to an article published in The Guardian, experts suggested that the unconventional feelings arise in roughly half of the cases involving estranged relatives who reconnect as adults. Ugh. No.
What a wonderful new world. Bring on Britney and the Knives, I say.
Yeah. I think that we're all fucked.
Alabama?
I think it might be a UK thing, brother.
It happened in Australia here too, Steve. No, this I remember. This is years ago when I was like, it would have been around 2000. I read it in like a magazine. It was a girl who never grew up with her father, who'd reconnected with him as an adult, and then they were having like a sexual relationship. It was all through the media here. It was quite
like that's live. Okay, the woman whose name was removed to protect her identity reveals how she saw her father when she was 5 years old after her parents separated and couldn't agree on she last saw her dad when she was 5 years old. The woman was reunited with her dad at 17 years old after they communicated online for a few days. The pair quickly realized they had a lot in common and decided to spend a week together.
Yeah, they do have a lot in common. They're fucking father and daughter. What are they doing?
It's called genetics.
Chromosomes, you freaks.
Chromosomes are similar. Yeah.
When talking about the first moment of seeing her father, the woman said, "It was so weird and confusing. I was seeing my dad for the first time in forever, but he was also like, he's so good looking." Oh, that is so not okay. And then I was like, what the hell are you thinking? What's wrong with you? I saw him as my dad. There's also a part of it that was like, I'm meeting this guy I've been talking to on the internet and really connected with. I find him attractive. The pair slept in the same room for the first few nights and the feelings were declared mutual after they began cuddling and play fighting.
See, these are the people I think should be locked up in a place like Bali, shitting in holes, because they're fucking animals.
It gets worse.
Shocking.
It gets worse. We stopped and said we didn't know what was going on, but admitted we had strong feelings for each other. We discussed whether it was wrong, and then we kissed, and then we made out, and then we made love for the first time. It gets worse. That was when I lost my virginity.
What?
I might jump off the show now.
Why?
Like, you guys have a good show.
Everyone on my mum's side of the family sees us as father and daughter, she said. Those who know that he's my dad and know that we are engaged, including my father's parents, they can see we are happy together and can't wait for us to have babies. They treat us just like any other couple. Those kids are going to have fucking gills and wings. Gills and wings. They're going to fly out of your fucking...
And they're going to need lots of ramps and masks in that family.
There's anything wrong with little Downy kids. Like, there's nothing wrong with it, but I'm just saying they're going to be fucked up.
That's illegal. Is it illegal?
Well, it depends, I guess, where you live, right?
Not if you're in Birmingham and UK, apparently.
I don't know where it is.
She was a grown up, right? Like, she was essentially grown, and she did this willingly.
I can't. I just look every time we think all is right.
First, we think all right in the world because Cher is putting out a Christmas song, and now
then. And then this daddy fucking comes along and ruins everything. So look, I told you, this is the point of the What the Fuck Weekly is to make you realize that, you know what? Your life is okay.
It's fucking Trump!
At least you're not fucking your own dad. Tiffany. Yeah, right?
Bad Tiffany. Allegedly. Trump
and Ivanka. she got out. We talked about her. She got out. And we're going to get out now while the getting's good. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you, Luke. Thank you, Vera. Thank you, Jeffrey. Thank you for everyone that joined us on our live Uncensored Horror as well. We had a lot of fun. There's more spooky stuff coming your way. If you have not seen our posts on social media, please, 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 if you have some kind of spooky story, doesn't have to be supernatural, anything kind of weird and wonderful, we're going to have a Halloween special and you can be a part of it. You can either film yourself, record yourself, or send an email. We'll read it out. Send it to myuncensoredradio@gmail.com and you'll be part of our Halloween show, which is going to come up in a couple of weeks. But we've got all kinds of weird, spooky wonderfulness coming up for the rest of the spooky season until next week when, you know, more creepy stuff is going to happen, I'm sure. Probably not as creepy as that last story, but we will see you next week. Don't fuck your dad.
Just don't. Guess what, Jeff? You are the father.
No, the fuck I'm not, bitch. I don't fucking think so.
I am not that's okay.
That's why we don't fuck around with. That's why we don't fuck around with people with wounds, right?
No.